The MP3 History, From an Idea to a Worldwide Cultural Phenomenon.
One of the early obstacles in our work on data compression was that digital transmission for the telephony system was considered to be much more expensive and too expensive in order to be implemented, so that a wide application was put into question. In order to make the digital transmission more attractive, we had the following idea, namely to say that due to the advancement of microelectronic realization, the implementation of digital circuitry would become very frequently cheaper and cheaper, to the extent that a digital voice channel would cost the same as an analog voice channel. And if you look on the transmission capacity at that time, that means about mid-60s, the transmission capacity of an analog channel was 2,400 bit per second, whereas a digital voice channel had a capacity of 64 kilobit per second. And if their cost would be the same, it would mean that the transmission of one bit would cost, in the digital situation, about a factor of 20 to 30 less than with analog transmission. And with this idea in mind, we went to the PDT organization in order to listen to their reaction. And one day I was going to the research lab of the German PTT, which was the FTZ in Darmstadt, and I was welcomed by their research director, and I told him this story, and he said immediately that we could forget this idea, because in Germany during the war most of the telephony network was destroyed, and therefore after the war they had to put so many new copper wires into the ground that they would last forever for their needs. And if at any time they would not be sufficient, they could put analog multiplexing systems on them, so they would never need digital transmission in their network. And so I was very disappointed, but this was the reaction of a big PDT organization.